Whether you missed a BS between 6 and 9, or just want to hear it again, you've come to the right place. Jamie and Lee on Listener, anytime you want them.
It is always great to catch up with this man from Eastern Riverina Arts, Dr. Tim Kirilowitz. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen.
We're always going to call you Dr. Tim too. You know, you've got the PhD, you've earned it.
You've worked hard for that.
I worked hard. I can't help you with your medical ailments, but boy, oh boy, can I philosophise about them in retrospect.
When someone does ask, is there a doctor in the house, do you put your hand up?
Or
do
I paid. Yeah, no, not here for that. Not here for that at all.
Look, something that we're quite happy to get your expertise on is the Civic Theatre Development Project. We wanted to get your input in on that because it's been in the headlines in the region the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, it is a pretty exciting thing, and not a moment too soon. So the Civic Theatre in Wagga was built it's over 60 years old, in the 1960s. And it was built when we had a population of 20,000 people. Population's tripled, but it stayed the same size. And we need more space.
And what are we looking at in terms of the master plan? For people who haven't seen it, what changes with the Civic Theatre?
Yeah, so they've done a fair bit of work behind the scenes over a number of years now. A lot of research, a lot of economic modelling, and some pretty sexy architectural sketches as well. And what they're proposing to do is kind of expand it sideways. So the original building that's there will remain. That's kind of got history and it's very beloved, but the idea is to add two additional venues sort of on the side and the front of it that would turn it into, I guess you'd call it, a performing arts centre, also a bit of a conference centre in a way as well, enabling festivals, enabling a whole bunch of activity that we just currently don't have the capacity for in Wagga.
And talk to us about what we'd be hoping to attract in terms of, like, performers and that sort of thing. Like, is this going to open it up to, you touched on conferencing, but is this going to open it up so that you see a lot of artists at the moment who currently go, like, Canberra, Albury, without stopping in Wagga on the way through?
That is exactly right. You know, there is this whole kind of slice of the market that Wagga has been missing out on for a long time. And you could look, you know, if you look at, you've got Mel C, an actual Spice Girl, coming this month through Albury. She's touring to a number of venues in Victoria, going to Albury, then leapfrogging over Wagga to Canberra and then up the coast from there. And the reason is simply that when you're dealing with an artist of that size, they need to be able to sell sort of 800 tickets to break even for the costs of the touring that they're doing. And we don't have a venue in Wagga that can take those 800 seats or standing venue. So we just miss out. And that's a huge kind of rock and roll mid to large tier artist who's doing a regional tour. Traditionally, they just slice straight over Wagga's head. So that's one segment of the market that I'm really excited about, that this would accommodate. But also, the nature of the stage we have in the Civic Theatre, it's a long, skinny building with your traditional stage with curtains around it, your proscenium arch. That doesn't really work for a lot of things. Comedy, cabaret, circus, there are a whole range of performance styles that aren't ideal in that kind of venue. And having a space that's a bit more configurable will really, really help that out. So that'll be a big thing as well that we'll see a lot more of.
I think some of the concern that people have voiced on the socials in the last couple of weeks as well is that they were worried that it would require the city to acquire more land. But it's all the plan is all encompassing on the site that the Civic Theatre's already on, isn't it? It sort of extends across Burns Way, is that right?
Yeah, so there's that little Burns Way, the little U-turn shaped bit of road would go. So for those people who are big fans of loading zones, well, I guess there'd be one fewer of those in Wagga. Very sorry for your loss. There is also a cute little cottage there that's been there forever, and that would also have to go. But having said that, I guess the pro to extending this Civic Theatre is you're actually building onto probably building out one of the best views in Wagga. People, you're going to have new foyers, new bars, new spaces that actually look right over that lagoon from possibly the best vantage point there is. So I think there's a lot to sell for it too. We're certainly pretty excited by what we see in these plans.
Master plans on display now for public feedback. How long does that go for? And then what's the steps going forward? What do we need to do for this to go ahead?
Well, you know, as we all know, when a government announces a plan, that's just the start of a long process. So, yes, it's on display for 28 days. People can jump onto the Have Your Say Wagga website and add your comments, add your thoughts, tell them what you want to see included in it. And after that, you know, council will have to adopt this plan and then they'll have to start seeking funding, lobbying, politicians, all that fun stuff. But it's certainly a big step forward and is the first step in what I think would be a very exciting journey for our city.
Very good. Well, mate, always good to catch up. What's happening in the world of arts at the moment?
Oh, well, probably the most exciting thing. I know you met, you spoke to Chris Rowe on Friday, but we do have the world's largest Chico Roll on exhibition at the Ambo Gallery, which is pretty exciting. And some pretty amazing shows at the Wagga Art Gallery at the moment too. So there's probably a bit too much to see and do, but I'd encourage everyone to try.
It's a good problem to have, Tim.
It sure is.
Outstanding. Mate, always a pleasure to catch up. Dr. Tim Kurilowitz from Eastern Riverina Arts, and look forward to chatting more in the future.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Cheers.
Jamie and Lee on Listener. Anytime you want them. And live from 6 to 9 weekdays on the Riverina's Triple M.